This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Fort Collins Symphony is not letting the pandemic stop the 4th of July celebrating. Music director Wes Kenny believes it will be the only full orchestra in the country to perform live on Independence Day. They'll play at a drive-in movie theater. Kenny plans a full patriotic program similar to what they've done for past 4th of July concerts. Musicians will be physically distanced on a stage in front of the screen. Kenny described the setup to CPR Classical's David Ginder.
The Holiday Twin actually has two screens, and we're going to be in front of the larger of those two. Cars will be set up just like they're going to be watching a movie. There is a tent that Flex Production is putting up, so it'll cover the orchestra, and that tent will be lit up inside. And by the way, even though the orchestra is not still going to be broadcast up on the screen, when we play the traditional 1812 overture at the end of the concert, there is actually going to be a virtual fireworks show.
So people will be listening probably both through the air and through their radios tuned to the theater broadcast.
That's right. Well, if you haven't been to a drive-in theater lately, and I have to admit that I have not.
Me too.
it all comes through your FM. You dial basically an FM station, and it's closed circuit broadcast to it. So the sound should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though it's an outdoor venue.
Wes Kenny also explained how an orchestra manages to rehearse these days.
So, you know, what's a rehearsal going to look like for the Fort Collins Symphony? Well, the musician is going to get to the door and they're going to be asked a questionnaire in terms of how they're feeling. They're going to have their temperature taken and we'll be spacing the orchestra. There's going to be 6 feet between each string player. Mm-hmm. All the percussion, the string players will be wearing masks. The winds will be wearing masks at all time unless they are playing.
The 90-minute concert precedes a showing of the movie Ghostbusters. And you will find a list of other 4th of July musical events in the classical section at cpr.org. This is CPR News.